Second time here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, Lance Live Radio Station Standing. Thanks for responding to a early morning plea to wipe the sleep out of your eyes and join me on a Monday morning. How are you, brother?
Oh, good, good. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, did you see Pachamama tossed into the Tiber?
Yeah, I did. I did. I envy the guy. I mean, I should have done that myself. But yeah, he's quite brave to do that, and it was long overdue.
Well, and that's what one of the things I think that I wanted to talk a little bit about is that this guy just like many of us, and you were there. I just hey, enough is enough. Enough is enough. This desecration of what is the Church of Santa Maria Transpontina in Rome. Enough is enough. And the guy,
it's a stone's throw from St. Peter's Square. That's why they've set up basically a propaganda show about 100 feet from St. Peter's Square in this Carmelite church, and it truly is a desecration of the church. And I focused on that outrageous picture of the Amazonian mother breastfeeding a four-legged creature, but the Pachamama idols are, you know, I guess that's, you know, flat out idol worship. So I'm glad he did that.
Well, and this is why, I don't know if you know, this thing has already gone, it's beyond viral now. You're going to have hundreds upon hundreds, if not thousands, of little memes that are going to, no one knows who this guy is. But a lot of people are out there going like, it's about time. Pretty much saying what you said. It's about time. We've had it with this. And I think that
it'll be hilarious. It'll be hilarious to see if the church actually tries to get this guy prosecuted on the grounds that the church's pagan idols were stolen. I mean, let's watch that play out in court. Yeah.
Well, we already had the meme in our chat room. Robert Hoover's already put it up. Hello, police. It's got a picture of Pope Francis on a smartphone. Hello, police. I'd like to report a theft of several pagan idols from a Catholic church in Rome. Now, so many things that we could talk to George about. First of all, I had never... I get an alert every time you post something as Spectator. So, folks, if you go to spectator.org, you can sign up and you can get alerts. George is a regular contributor there. I'm also following your colleague. I don't know if you're following David Catron, but...
His
reporting on campaign stuff and on the Trump the Trump presidency and foreign policy last hour I did his piece on Tulsi Gabbard because I read it after I read the one that you and I are going to talk about there's some people out there that are seeing that has some very clear vision on what's actually happening here, and David Catron is one of them. But I had never heard of this until I saw this posted at canon212.com, from the Pact of the Catacombs. Now, I thought the Pact of the Catacombs, silly me, was from the 3rd century, but that's not what you, that's not, this is a new and improved, or new and unproved, I guess, unimproved Pact of the Catacombs. So can you tell the audience about George Neumeier of spectator.org, and he also has reports for our friends over at Catholic Family News, what is this Pact of the Catacombs?
Well, it was the socialist manifesto that was drawn up around the time of Vatican II. You know, one of the years of Vatican II, I think, maybe even the last year of Vatican II. But a bunch of socialist bishops, about 42 bishops, most of them from Latin America, they signed this manifesto, saying that the church was going to be of the poor and for the poor, and that it was going to be more democratic, and bishops and cardinals and popes should live like the people they serve. You know, they shouldn't live in palaces. They should live in modest homes, and they should drive modest cars. But really, all of that was just cover for what they really wanted to say, which is that the church should basically be an arm of the United Nations. Yeah, that was the insinuation of the document, was that the church and the United Nations should work together to solve poverty and which basically means push socialism. So it's really the essence of the document is the promotion of socialism by the church. And